Locker room chats continuing here on 103.9 KNZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. I'm Quinton Prophet. Joined alongside me here is Rachel Wartenberger, head coach of the girls team for the Sabatha Blue Jays. It's been a pair of games since the last time we spoke, including a win, second win of the season, coming against the St. Mary's Bears, a win of 40-33, a loss also against Holton this week here on Tuesday, 45-36. But coach, tell me about that win last Friday for you and your team over the St. Mary's Bears.
Yeah, I was really pleased with our girls. We've been talking a lot about coming out and being aggressive, and I thought we did that, and we executed well on offense. So I was just really pleased with their effort and responding after the Nemaha Central game.
Yeah, and then leading into that next matchup there against the Holton Wildcats, another Big East team. What were some keys and some takeaways from that matchup against the Holton Wildcats?
Yeah, I've just challenged the girls after the game. We've got to lock in and get better defensively. You know, we've got to get out on the three-point line and guard. We've done some good things. We're continuing to get better, and so we're going to continue to build on that. Defense is one of those things that we want to do. Just want them to keep working hard and have good attitude and good effort.
You mentioned how important defense is. You held the St. Mary's to the second lowest points you've held to a team this season, the 33 points. Defensively, how do you look for your team to continue to improve on the defensive side of the floor?
Yeah, I think that's a mindset shift for our girls. You know, we've struggled a little bit the last couple of years, and so I think it's just getting them to buy into the confidence and just repeating what we do every day and know that they can go out and compete hard. And, hey, we're going to make mistakes, but if we're going to make a mistake, we're going to play hard and go after it. So I think it's a mindset shift. And then just continuing to push them and work them hard so that they feel comfortable doing that.
Upcoming here, Riley County on Friday, another Big East team. What are some keys to this matchup before we talk about the Burlington Invitational?
Yeah, Riley County is obviously traditionally pretty good, and so we're going to be ready to compete. I've told the girls, hey, we want to work hard and do things as well as we can, just show up and get better. They will obviously pressure us, play good basketball, and so we're going to see how we can respond to that and continue to just develop our team and get better.
Coach, you've talked to every single week. You're looking for your team to get better. They do every single week, and now you lead into a Burlington Invitational. What are some expectations for this tournament for you and your team with that first matchup being against Burlington next Tuesday?
Yeah, you know, clearly Burlington's really good. They're 9-0 on the season so far, and so that's going to be almost like another night out in the Big East. We're going to have to show up ready to play. It'll be nice because we don't traditionally see them, so, you know, maybe we can relax a little bit that way and not feel the pressure of it being a team that we're kind of used to. But again, you know, like I said, we're rebuilding and we need to get better at quite a few things, but we just use every night as an opportunity to go out and do that. And so as long as we keep doing that, that's all we ask, and we'll keep getting better.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and good luck on your upcoming games and the Burlington Invitational.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
That was head coach of the Sabatha Blue Jays, Lady Blue Jays, Rachel Wartenberger. This locker room chat's brought to you by CNK Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance Service. Upcoming here for the Sabatha Blue Jays girls, it's Riley County here on Friday, and then next Tuesday against Burlington.